We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
It's the Search Update.
All right, we do this at the top of each hour. We update the coaching carousel, or what it is the Texans are doing with their next head coach. And the latest is the Texans. They tweeted this out themselves from their own account. Nobody got the scoop, as John McClain said in the last segment. The Houston Texans have continued discussions about the vacant head coach position with Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown. Many national people are having discussions of this is not as crazy as it sounds that Josh McCown would go from never ever having any college or NFL experience in coaching and go right to being a head coach in the National Football League. Now, we had John McClain on in the last hour, and he said he doesn't believe there's any chance that it's happening. But, Clint, I don't think it does either, although I would put nothing past the Texans. What's your thoughts when you hear this?
I think it's silly as hell. I think it's. There's no way that Josh McCown is a legitimate candidate for the head coach job for the Houston Texans. I think it would be great to have Josh McCown on this staff if he doesn't want to be the backup quarterback, which he's under contract to be next year. And I think he will be a head coach in this league one day if he so chooses, but. To think that a guy can go from literally being inactive the last month of the season with your organization to being interviewed for the head coach position, I think is crazy. And I think it's – I mean, I think it's unbelievable that the Houston Texans would choose to tweet this message to the public at this point in time. You and I had a conversation with John McClain, and it went a little bit south. And when it got into the actual race aspect of it and who would bring race into this, and that was never the point. The point is the perception that things like this give the Texans. The national media is fixing to light the Texans.
They're lighting it.
Tail up right now, right? And rightfully so. And it's one of those where I just can't wrap my head around why you would feel the need to not give somebody the scoop. So if you don't like the backlash, you can at least say it what that wasn't true. But you announce it on your own Twitter page that you're interviewing or discussing the head coach vacancy with Josh McCown and Jim Caldwell. Adding Josh McCown to that group when he's in your building under contract, you can walk him upstairs, have a conversation with him, and move on. To not be aware of or not care about the impact this has on your perception, on the national perception, and what discussions are going to be had around your organization over the next day. And hell, let's be honest, Saturday and Sunday, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if Sunday that all of the pregame shows leading up to the conference championship games didn't lead with this. To not care or not be aware of the impact of this kind of announcement and what it's going to have on the perception of what you're going through and the state of dysfunction that your organization's in right now, I can't believe that they continue to make these kind of decisions.
All right, yeah, that's what – couldn't have said it better myself. That is the latest update on the Texans and their hiring process.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire. Presented by Traeger, your full-service safety partner.
Once again, the Texans are one of the top stories in sports in a negative light because of this situation. We heard John McClain that we had on talking about. No one's talking about the Jim Caldwell part. If you missed it, the Texans, it's been reported by Tom Pelissero of NFL Network that they conducted interviews with Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown today. They're in a negative light. It is one of the top stories in sports. And, Clint, this feels like to me, especially with where Deshaun is and how he's been, this feels like another fire that the Texans are going to have to try to put out that they're doing to themselves.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And look, Deshaun may or may not be communicating with the Texans. I got a feeling that he's not communicating with the Texans at all at this point in time. But I don't believe he's living under a rock. I do believe that he sees these kinds of reports, and the fact that they come directly from the Houston Texans organization, I believe that Deshaun Watson thinks highly of Josh McCown. I think that he thinks it's laughable that they would interview him and even announce that they're interviewing him as the head coach or for the head coach vacancy with the Houston Texans. And look, I'm with John McClain. I'm with you, Show. I don't think there's a chance in hell that Josh McClain is the next head coach for the Houston Texans. None of the reaction is going to be about people that really thinking that Josh McCown is a head coach. Every bit of the reaction is going to be about what this looks like when the Houston Texans announce that Josh McCown has been interviewed for the head coach position. And the quarterback, the only one that really matters, ultimately, the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, sees this report, and there's no doubt about it, he laughs out loud.
I think this is – I totally agree. But I think this is starting to – and has been more than starting, but it is becoming a habit. Like, the Texans seem to be off in how they misjudge a reaction or, as we discussed with McClain, Clint, they frankly just don't give a damn on how things are going to be taken, and they seem to be caught, oh, God, we got to react to this. They just had to – remember, they had to do a reaction where Kyle McNair had to react to Deshaun being angry, where he – then last week we had McClain on, and McClain is talking about the story that he had to try to put a fire out here. I don't think they even saw what this fire would be like. And I'm seeing here from Quincy Avery and Ryan Clark as they're on Twitter talking to each other, talking about they feel bad for Josh McCown because he's getting hit with a lot of negativity, and he's as Ryan Clark said, is an excellent person, A1 individual, and it's not his fault that he is going to be at the subject of this. They don't envision or see any of that. Any of that. And it's not Josh McCown's fault that he's got this interview he doesn't deserve. But they don't envision and see all of that. And they just have to put out fires all the time and never know that they're going to have to put them out.
It goes back to John. I don't remember because, hell, we were on a show together. It's been three or four, hell, maybe even 5 months ago. And I said, John, why do the Texans seem to struggle with things that are very simple, like to put out a statement? Like, why is that difficult to put out a statement to you and then have a separate interview with Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter or somebody like that, and the message get misconstrued somehow when it's a written statement? Like, how do those things happen? How do you go through this hiring process and make decisions with total disregard for how the outside world and the national media is going to see things? And look, I'm a guy that I don't give a damn what you think about me. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me personally. But if there's something that a decision that I've got to make, right, I'm not going to flippantly put information out there to drum up negative media that ultimately has nothing to do to get me to my point that I'm trying to make, my decision that I'm trying to arrive at.
Generally, people who run big businesses have PR groups to avoid them.
Right. You got they're at a point where they need a crisis management team. But there's no – like, I don't even – it's not about being above making mistakes or being afraid of making mistakes. It's about just a total disregard of what really meaningless actions and meaningless statements – the total disregard for what that's going to look like and the narrative that's going to drive, at some point you got to weigh the options and go, you know what, I'm just going to chit-chat with Josh McCown. I'm not going to announce that we've interviewed him for the head coach, right? That'll save me a lot of grief in the long run. That'll save me from being a national story immediately that can be spun in so many different directions, but most importantly, it's going to be spun into some kind of Bieniemy versus Josh McCown way, and it's a bad look. It's a bad look, and it's just the inability to avoid that from happening time and time again is tough to understand. Show
5 o'clock fire.
5 o'clock fire. We'll continue with that. Good news, I guess, here for the Texans. If anyone had concerns that Matt Patricia would find his way here with the connections of the Patriot ways with Caserio, he is going to be returning to New England staff, and he's going to be an assistant to Bill O'Brien. Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, no way coming to Houston, which, hell, you never know. With Caserio and Jack Easterby's, that could have been a real fault, especially Brian Daboll is coming back. But Matt Patricia to New England, probably a good move.
Yeah, look, that this is one of those deals where the more moves you hear about like that, they're moves that let us know that Nick Caserio is not going to pull a Scott Pioli and just hire a bunch of former New England Patriot retreads and guys that had success there and plug them in Houston and hope it works. And so I think that's a good look. I think Nick Caserio is going to handle things, moving forward. I think he's a good GM. He's going to handle things the right way, but when I see Matt Patricia go another direction, you got a sigh of relief is there, baby.
Yeah, some good news finally.
5 o'clock fire.
Big game Saturday. Patrick Mahomes tells reporters that he has been cleared from the NFL's concussion protocol. He is a go for Sunday. There was no way we could see him missing this game, and I can't wait to see how he plays. I know you think they're going to blow the doors off the Bills. I wonder how tight that game could be, because a lot of their games have been tight, and Josh Allen is probably the best quarterback they've played in a while.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking about, I think, probably the two best young off-script quarterbacks in the game right now. I mean, when you talk about moving around and can make all different throws from different arm slots and make wow throws all day long, I think these are the two best in the league.
You
right?
You think Josh Allen's better than Deshaun
on the off schedule stuff? Yeah. I mean, I think he's got more arm talent than Deshaun Watson does. Right? Yeah. Right. I mean, we're splitting hairs, but I think Josh Allen has more arm talent. Yes. They're the two best in the game, young ones in the game with arm talent, and I just don't see any way, shape, or form how Diggs and Josh Allen keep up with Pat Mahomes, who's tenfold better at what they both do than Josh Allen, and he's got more weapons. I just don't see how Josh Allen even stays on the field.
All right, coming up, someone on the text line, because Clint, I want you to help folks out. I don't know if I can, but someone on the text line posed the question: why does it even matter that they're interviewing Josh McCown? Who cares what national people think? Why does it matter that they would interview Josh McCown? We'll discuss and give you the answer to that coming up.
Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
It is a football Friday, and boy, you don't want to miss tonight. The Search, 6 o'clock. Landry Lopez. Why do I do that? Landry Locker and Brandon Scott tonight will have the latest, and they got a lot to talk about. And here, you could jump in. This is a day we hear from you, 713-572-4610. You can jump in with your thoughts. With Josh McCown and Jim Caldwell getting interviews today from the Texans, Clint, someone asked the question: why does it even matter? Why does it matter that the Texans would interview him. Hey, who cares? You could just interview. Why not? What's wrong with interviewing 1,000 people? Why does it matter that the Texans, what's so bad about them interviewing Josh McCown?
Well, I think, one, he's not qualified in any way, shape, or form. He's literally your backup quarterback right now under contract, first and foremost. But I think the biggest thing here is the total disregard for the perception of your team, for the perception of your front office moving forward through this process. At every step of the way, it's the one thing we are 100% aware of is that they've appeared to not be able to navigate the process of hiring a GM without causing a stir, right? Without, from within the building and outside. Okay. They've got to be aware of the national narrative about this organization, right? And to be in the middle of a head coach search and interview, and you announce that you're in further discussions with Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown about the head coach vacancy with your organization. You choose to announce it.
You do it.
It's extremely outside the box. We just had John McClain on. John McClain said it's the stupidest thing. I think he said that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, again, about Josh McCown being a head coach. I just think for me, the perception of you've got to be aware of what's being said about your organization nationally. And one flame you shouldn't fan. Is that what I'm looking for?
I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
It all sounded right.
One flame you shouldn't fan is anything that could drum up the screwing up the process in terms of making sure you interview minority candidates, right? And we all know what happened in 2017 here with Bob McNair. And you would think going into this process, as hot a topic in 2021 as minority candidates being interviewed, as hot a topic as that is, you would go into it with an understanding of I'm not going to do or say anything, regardless of what your intentions are. I don't care. It's irrelevant. But I'm not going to do or say anything throughout this process that's going to allow the national media, players in the locker room, players around the NFL, local media members, to ever bring up what happened in 2017 or to ever question how we go about our business in a hiring process. And to me, when you start to navigate this process, you got to have that mindset. And to never even interview Robert Saleh, to be late to the game requesting to interview Eric Bieniemy, and then interviewing out of left field your backup quarterback, who's a white guy, is just a total disregard for what narratives are going to be spun. It doesn't matter. To me, it really doesn't matter.
Oh, you've painted yourself in a picture that I don't believe you feel. I don't believe race is involved.
I don't either. And I'm not saying that's the problem.
I don't believe it.
That's the problem with this show, though.
But they keep putting themselves in that position.
Everybody listening right now, half the audience is like, oh, here we go with this race stuff again. This has nothing to do with race, right? The point is that race is a very sensitive topic in the hiring process. Interviewing minority, it's a very serious topic that everybody should be aware of, and we should all want to avoid that becoming a problem as we navigate this process. And there is a total disregard for what each hire and the timing of each hire could possibly mean and how it could be spun in the national media. And any way you slice it, that's bad for your brand, right? It took literally 10 minutes after the Texans tweeted Josh McCown is in discussions with the Houston Texans about their head coach gig. It took 10 minutes. Bucky Brooks, 160,000 followers on Twitter, in the media, football guy, well-respected football guy, before he took it where I just told you it was going to get taken if they keep making decisions like this. Within 10 minutes, the web was spun to how does Josh McCown get an interview when other guys can't? Why does he get to jump in line when Eric Bieniemy hadn't gotten a head job in 15 to 17 tries, right? I'm not trying to push race on any. I don't care about all that. The point is to not be aware of what these kind of decisions and these kind of statements mean is dangerous.
And then when the race part comes into it, when people look at it, is now it's that you're not thinking. You're not thinking how anything's going to land. You're not reading the room. And on top of it, it is stupid. Because it doesn't make any sense to people. You get to a point where it doesn't make sense where how in the world could Robert Saleh not get an interview and then you're interviewing somebody who doesn't have any experience
Bingo.
Coaching.
That's the deal. You have no intentions of hiring Josh McCown as a head coach. That's why it matters. You have no intentions of hiring him as a head coach at this organization.
Because it's a thing of it doesn't make sense. You're going – this is beyond out of the box. Sean McVay was out of the box. This is on another planet that you're going
right.
into. And it doesn't add up. And this is coming off of you doing a lot of things leading up to this that is on another planet.
Right.
From Hopkins. Everything you've done hasn't made sense. Like so many things you've done in the last 12 months hasn't made sense.
Right.
And
right.
you like so – so now it's not just the perception of the race. Then it's just stupid. How could you won't interview maybe the number one candidate, the top two candidates. The perception, again, was that you were forced and drugged to have to interview Eric Bieniemy. Because until Deshaun kicked up, that's what the perception
right,
is.
Right.
Now, maybe it was Nick Caserio that did it, but the perception is Deshaun had to drag your ass to interview him. So you weren't going to interview the top two candidates. But now you're going to interview a guy who's your backup quarterback?
Right, and then you come along after that. And again, whether it's fair or not is irrelevant. It's the web being spun about your organization. And then you come along and you just tee one up. You just move the old tee up to where it's a belt high fastball, place that ball on there with Josh McCown, and let the media hit it out of the park again. And it's just careless, man. It's just – you have no intentions of hiring the guy, so what's the point?
The Texans apparently interviewed, Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown. And then can I tell you the other space of where it's so problematic? Like, you talk about not reading the room, right? So one aspect, Clint, you want to avoid making yourself be put in any kind of position where race is any kind of a discussion.
Right.
You want to do that. It's not hard. It's not hard. They didn't have to do that. Second, who is the thing and who is the person that the Texans want to keep down? What's the narrative that the Texans want to keep down as an organization is that Jack Easterby, he doesn't have this type of power and pull. Jack Easterby is just a guy who works in football. He is not a guy that has all this power. He didn't hire Nick Caserio. People are over – what did Cal say? He said that he is unfairly being scrutinized for things. He doesn't have power. So what is interviewing Josh McCown scream? You then just set yourself – if you're not going to hire him, as John McClain is, now you just set yourself up for the Jack Easterby train to be started again. You did it yourself. It wasn't it wasn't leaked.
Yeah.
You did it yourself. And I love this because Tyler, he dug this up. Because I've already seen this retweeted multiple times.
So have I.
This is Josh McCown right when it happened on Easterby.
Yeah, well, yeah, I knew Jack from some different things, you know, previous obviously, you know, different stops along the way and mutual friends and then you know, different kind of professional things that we've been involved in. So I didn't know Jack before, just, you know, have a ton of respect for him, just who he is, what kind of man he is, and just you know, his ability to lead and you know, and love and serve people. And it's attractive quality. And I think, you know, he's got a vision for, you know, how he wants an organization to go. And, you know, that was the conversations that we had, was just, you know, coming and joining, you know, kind of what, you know, what he saw as the direction he wanted to take this thing. And so I'm just, you know, thankful to be a part of it.
And now you've drug this back in. Now it even more appears that the perception is Jack Easterby just got his boy that he brought in an interview.
There's no question about it. We said it then. Look, I said it at the beginning of the week. Jack Easterby's going to be here, and I've said it since that piece of audio right there came out. Jack Easterby's fingerprints are going to be all over every single move that Nick Caserio makes and that Cal McNair makes moving forward, including the head coach search, including players they bring in here, including how they build a culture in the locker room. And that's it's the only hope is and is that you hire a head coach like an Eric Bieniemy who's got the guts to shut the door behind them and tell them to stay out. If they hire a guy that Jack Easterby brings in that he will still be able to do the things that he did with Bill O'Brien was here, he will do everything he can to do so. And there's no doubt about it. This right here, whether it's just doing the guy solid and he's going to be a coach somewhere else, or it's legitimately trying to get Josh McCown into a coaching role on this organization. Either way you slice it, it's got Jack Easterby's fingerprints all over it.
You yourself has brought Race and Jack Easterby back into the conversation. Whether it's fair or not, you've done it for no reason yourself. Coming up, we'll listen. We'll hear from you, 713-572-4610 on this situation. Josh McCown has gotten an interview from the Houston Texans to be their next head coach. We'll discuss.
Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
713-572-4610. You can jump in here with us. Text line is going in. And this is the biggest story. Somehow, with championship weekend, one of the top football stories is the Houston Texans. Because the Texans themselves, not leaked out, themselves to their own Twitter, proudly with a smile posted, the Houston Texans have continued discussions about the vacant head coach job position with Jim Caldwell and Josh McCown. Like it was going to land well. We've seen from other sources, Clint, that Josh McCown has been interviewed. Jim Caldwell was interviewed today, and some people within the national media think, oh, we all believe that Josh McCown would eventually become a head coach. You've had a little time. Is it settled at all with you?
No, not one bit. Texans are out here. They've had a head coach vacancy since week 4 of the NFL season, and they're out here interviewing their backup quarterback for the head coach job. because look, here's the deal is.
Is he their backup? It was A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron's – well, he was last year. A.J. McCarron's out of contract. He's not he's a free agent right now. So he is under contract for another year. But here's the deal is I see a lot of people replying to some tweets and things of that nature as they said they're in discussions or having discussions. Well, that's not – Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, here's his tweet. With all eyes on the Texans head coaching search, the team conducted interviews today with former NFL head coach Jim Caldwell and longtime NFL quarterback Josh McCown, sources tell him and Mike Garofalo. So that just clears up the fact that they didn't use the term interview. It sure seems like national media is taking it and running with it as an interview. And yeah, so I look, it's laughable to me, and then that laughter quickly turns to anger, because I can't help but put myself in Deshaun Watson's shoes. And I know Deshaun Watson likes Tim Kelly. And I know Deshaun Watson thinks highly of Josh McCown. I know these things. But we're talking about the head coach of a franchise that's in a tailspin, that's in a state of dysfunction, that Deshaun Watson is asking for a foundation, a leader that he and the team can follow. And these guys are out here interviewing and publicly, by choice, putting it out that they're interviewing last year's third string quarterback, today's backup quarterback.
Because they could have very easily just met with him themselves and it never been
yes,
public.
Yes.
It's in their building. There's no flying in, there's nothing.
Dude. Right. And the here's the deal is you gotta think that Deshaun Watson, like I'm sitting here going, if I'm in Deshaun Watson's spot, if I'm in his shoes, this is a disgrace. If I'm in his shoes, it's you were in a very bad spot before this happened. You are definitely the laughing stock of the NFL right now through this process. You've got Ryan Clark, Quincy Avery, Bucky Brooks. I mean, all these different guys that are dialed into either Deshaun Watson's camp or to the NFL. I mean, it's so laughable that they feel sorry for Josh McCown because the Texans had put his name out there like
and
that.
And he's getting crushed. And it's not for like he is not qualified whatsoever, not at all, to be a head coach in the NFL. Nothing. Not at all. But it ain't his fault that they interviewed him. It ain't. Like, I think he does want to be a coach down the line. It's not his fault that he did this, but or that he's getting interviewed.
Right.
And so, yeah, he is getting hit.
Well, so I'll make it clear, Show. Look, I'm all about helping guys out. Like if Tim Kelly, if Tim Kelly has the same agent that Jack Easterby has and that Nick Caserio has, hey, great man, do your guy a solid, man. Get him some street cred and hope these other teams see it and become interested in him. Okay, got it. Right. If Josh McCown is a guy that is in a position down the road to possibly be a head coach in this league, then how about we wait until he's at least not under contract as a backup quarterback and has a legitimate shot to catch on as a coach somewhere before you decide that interviewing him as a head coach is going to help his career. But I'm all about helping advance these guys' career. I just don't know why you do it so carelessly. I don't know why you do it so carelessly when you're already – you've already embarrassed yourself through this process to this point.
Clint, I remember talking to Wade Smith a couple weeks ago, one of the days you weren't here. I remember talking to Wade Smith, and I'm like, you ever thought about potentially getting a coaching? And like what he told me, like what he would have to go through to get to it. This guy played 12 years, like, yeah, man, some sort of assistant. Offensive coach,
yeah, some kind of consultant or assistant, yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, so like, yeah, so you wouldn't go in and probably go right to being an O-line coach. No, it don't work. Like you'd have to be some assistant. This dude, this man is coming right off the field and getting interviewed for the head coaching job.
Right.
Like I'm just thinking, like,
it makes no sense. He can't be. And I get
you see how many national people are talking about, it's not that.
I guarantee you ain't one of them stepped in the locker room. I guarantee you ain't one of them been in a locker room.
Never
or
seen
been,
the process
I guarantee
like
you
that.
Ain't one of them been in a huddle. I promise you that. There's I don't care how impressive Josh McCown is. I think Josh McCown is very impressive both his football mind, and I think he would be a very good offensive coordinator in this league. I don't know about head coach. I'd have to be around him or interview him or see him have success at the lower levels before I would say that. But I'd feel confident in saying I think this guy's got a chance to be a coordinator in this because he is impressive now. But for anybody that's been around the game to go, this guy right here, it's not crazy to think he could jump from third string inactive quarterback to head coach.
I'm just sitting there thinking about how skeptical you were of Joe Brady.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question.
Joe Brady looks like Vince Lombardi compared to Josh McCown.
There's just so much more that goes into being a head coach, man, that – I mean, I remember being in Miami. It's a bad organization. We were bad. I remember being in Miami and Dave Wannstedt, who had a lot of success in the league, he was completely overwhelmed. By the time I got there, he was completely overwhelmed with being a head coach for a football team. He literally, His offensive coordinator, passing game coordinator, and offensive line coach decided they didn't like each other. In fact, the whole offensive staff decided they didn't like Mark Trestman, the offensive coordinator. So Wonstadt stripped him of his duties and gave the tight ends coach, the guy that snorted coke off the dancers
that I went to high school chest. With. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He gave him the offensive coordinator position. So I go to Europe and I come back and help Mark Trestman. He done got demoted. It's, I mean, just there's a lot more to it than just X's and O's yeah. and having played the game. It's, I mean, you're managing a coaching staff. You're managing, you know, 100 plus dudes. It's just an absolute monster to think that a guy's going to go from a second string, third string journeyman quarterback to the head coach position. It's crazy. It's laughable to even put it out there. Is just total disregard for anybody taking your organization serious.
We're discussing the news that the Texans interviewed Josh McCown today, as well as Jim Caldwell again. We'll go to you. We'll get your thoughts on this. Eric, man, thank you for joining us. Jump in, man. What's your thoughts? Eric? Well, shoot. That's one down with Eric. All right, we'll jump in with Robert here. I'll let you jump in, Robert. Go ahead. What's your thoughts, Robert?
To me, this is – I'm from Dallas, by the way. So a friend of mine called me and told me, hey, you got to listen to this because I keep up with the – I'm from Houston. I keep up with all the sports from the Thunder Bears all the way to the Comets. And this has been the most frustrating I've ever been with Houston sports. It's like a little kid is pushing the buttons, and it's almost like – Cal is purposely sabotaging the team because anybody with any common sense knows you don't put that out on Twitter because he worked for y'all already. I could just talk to him in the locker room. Another thing, John was bothering me too because just to put Josh McNown's name on the same list as Eric Bieniemy is disrespect. You don't even put his name on the list with the rest of those coaching people. So. That bothered me. And number two with John, he said he would send him to the Tim Watson to the Jets for two ones and twos. He has a no trade clause, if I'm not mistaken. He can go. He don't have to go there.
Let me ask you something, Robert. If you're Deshaun with everything happening right now, would you waive your no trade clause?
No, okay. I want to go. I want to probably make a decision that I can improve. And be a franchise quarterback, somebody who wants me, who cares about what I think about, who cares about the city, because it doesn't seem like they even care about what the fans or the players, the city, or anybody is thinking about. It's just like
I appreciate your call, Robert. Yeah, I hear that. Shoot, right now, Robert Sala, the Jets. I think Deshaun would be in the thought of waiving his no trade clause for a couple of teams. A few more teams right now. If they're going to continue to do this,
well, once again, I don't know how
if he's into that space. Well, if he's to that space where he's done, I mean,
I don't know if he's there or not, Show. But the point is this announcement by the Texans as minimal as it may seem, what this does is it pushes Deshaun Watson. It may be just an inch, hell, it may be a mile, but it pushes Deshaun Watson closer to living up and delivering on that threat. I mean, there's no way Deshaun Watson looks at this and goes, man, these cats right here, hell yeah, we're gearing up to go make a run at a championship, baby. The way this process is going, yeah, man, we're fixing to go win a championship. There's no way. No. There's no way. The only way that this makes sense is if it's what John McClain threw out of the damn boat a while ago. Is if this is because he already knows Doug Peterson's offense. Doug Peterson came from the Kansas City tree, which Eric Bieniemy would be the same offense for the most part. And you're looking to hire him as a quarterback coach. He knows the offense, and whoever the head coach is, I would think it'd be Bieniemy. He cleared that and said, yes, I would love to have him on my staff. So you go ahead and get him in the mix, get him interviewed, and see what can happen. That's the only way that Josh McCown makes sense having a discussion about the head coach. But announcing that you're interviewing him,
you did it yourself,
as the head coach is silly. Even if Eric Bieniemy and different stars align with the system that he was in most recently, ends up being the system they use here in Houston, even if that's what you're going for, if that's your goal with Josh McCown, it makes no sense to announce that you're interviewing him or discussing the head coach position with him.
Yeah. Jalarry, go ahead, man. Larry and Stafford, let's hear it.
Hey, didn't I tell y'all that fool Easterby shouldn't have been on this team, on this staff, when they let Bill O'Brien ass go? They should have ran his old silly ass out of there too. So look here, man. John McClain can come in there and talk all this stuff about it's not about race and all this other stuff, but it's about the perception of it. And the racists think that it's racist, because how in the hell are you going to put a quarterback who you brought in who was lying through his teeth trying to hide about his relationship with Jack Easterby when he was saying in his introductory interview when he got to Houston, well, I've known Jack for a while. We know some people that are similar, and he's trying to put his brand or his spin on what an organization looked like. He didn't even say that what Cal organization looked like. Jack Easterby has been doing this from the get-go. And now we sit here, and here we are again. We're being the laughing stock, and it's going to be on every show on Sunday. And we got to sit here and try to rationalize some dumbass stuff that you can't even rationalize. Because, Clint, you said it. There's no way in hell that you can say Josh McNown or even Jim Caldwell should be in this opportunity over Eric Bieniemy, man. Look, Cal McNair is allowing this to happen. Yesterday, his mom and his wife went to that ceremony honoring his father. And then today, he's allowing that to be tarnished because he's allowing Jack Easterby, who controls the Twitter feed, obviously, to put out something that he knows is going to set another raging fire. Cal McNair is a huge problem, fellas, and I can tell you what he's actually trying to do. And listen to me and follow me. He's trying to make Deshaun Watson ask for that trade, because then that way he can go ahead and put it out there that they open the trade in him so that Jack Easterby can get the kind of Anglo-Saxon Protestant establishment that he's trying to establish over there. And so you've been trying to dodge it for a minute about, no, it ain't about race. I'll be damned, it's always been about race, because we know Eric Bieniemy is the number one candidate for this job, and we know that all the people that they brought in, they just been dancing around, just bringing them in just to try to get that checkbox checked. No, dog, I can tell you without a doubt, if the Texans even think about hiring Josh McNown or even Eberflusi or whoever else, your boy won't be stepping his ass over there on Kirby no more, because racists think that it's racist and I'll holler.
Larry and Stafford, look, I'm one that judges by evidence, right? And the evidence of the Texans, I don't believe they are a racist organization. I don't think they deal within that. And that's why I've stood by and said, I think it's more incompetence and stupidity than it is race. I believe that right now. That's what the evidence has shown me. They continue to do things that are really, really stupid, in my opinion. They don't read the room. They don't understand how things are going to come off. And I think I don't think in their right mind, when they released this themselves, they knew that it was going to hit in their mind. Now, I could have told them, but I don't think in their right mind they knew it was going to hit like this. Just like other moves they've made, they didn't know it was going to hit like this.
I'm going to guess anytime you flip a show on tonight, you flip the pregame show on this weekend. So when Deshaun flips up that pregame show on, he's going to see at least 5, maybe 8 former players laugh at this. And you can't help but think that that's the way that he feels, and that this pushes him further away from being in the boat 100% with the Houston Texans. It's a joke. It's a joke at this point. Can we talk about some candidates that we think are real quick before we get out of here on
sure.
a Friday? We might know something by Monday.
We may. I hope Josh.
The air has been taken completely.
I'm just saying. So many people, you all are blowing it out of proportion. I'm just saying. Who now? You think about the situation of the Texans. What's the players that free agents want to come here?
Blowing out.
Who wants to come here? Who wants to come here?
Josh.
But just, I'm just saying, if you're a free agent, what in your mind would say, that's it?
That's it, yeah.
That's the space I want to go. The perception of the organization, you say it's not a big deal. Hell, it isn't. You're trying to win games. Like, you want to get people here.
I don't know. Like, the people that say it's not a big deal, you're blowing it out of proportion. Guys,
you guys are tabloids. Somebody called us tabloids.
I'll be a tabloid. That's fine. Guys, they're interviewing their backup quarterback for the head coach position. What the hell do you mean you're blowing it out of proportion? Or we're blowing it out of proportion? They're interviewing. Did anybody else in the league interview a player that is currently on the roster?
Give me some time. I'll look real quick.
Yeah, well, let me answer the question for you. The answer is no.
Never heard of that in my
life. Did anybody interview? Like, you hit the nail on the head. Like, Andre Johnson was trying to decide if he wanted to get into the coaching industry last year, and he was an assistant to an assistant coach. And they're interviewing their backup, and they're choosing to announce it when they don't have to.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's wild. The good thing is we got some coaching candidates playing this weekend. On Sunday, you got three candidates. I think you got Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. You got Leslie Frazier, the defense coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, and you got Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're all playing this week. You know, one of those teams has to lose, so if their leading candidate is on one of those coaching staff show, the Texans could have a coach as soon as Sunday night, Monday morning, baby.
It could be. You hope so, and I guess to many of you, you don't really care how the process happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, clearly
the Texans, the Texans don't care. Look, the Texans haven't had a head coach for 109 days. Will they make it to 112? Monday will be 112. What we need you to do is sleep with one ear open, and have that son of a buck tuned in to Sports Radio 610, because you know what happens on Sports Radio 610? We always catch you up with the latest, most recent news on the Houston Texans. Love it or hate it, we're going to give it to you. We got an hour special coming up next, don't we?
We do. The search is coming up next. Landry Locker, Brandon Scott.
Be skeezy.
They'll continue with this. You're 2 hours phone lines tonight. You might as well.
Oh,
you might as well hang with those guys tonight.
Oh, 2 hours.
Where's Lock Dog? Like where's Lock Dog's over here in the studio?
He might take it 3 hours. Hell, he may just not get off.
Hey, Lock Dog in that studio. He over there drumming up that audio.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is where we are, Texans fans. We've reached a point.
You're disappointed.
It's just they're interviewing their. You say they're backup just because AJ's not on the team anymore. Last year he was the third string quarterback that wasn't dressing.
Fair.
He is
true. This is true.
They're interviewing.
Got inactive.
Him.
Yeah, I don't think was he active for any games.
No, but here, don't sleep on that inactive list now. You get full pay if you're inactive, baby. You ain't got to put them damn pads on, Coach.
Checks, baby, checks.
Come on.
Great job, Tyler, with all these moving parts. Clint, great week. I'm Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Me and Coors Light and jump off in this pool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.